JT back on 95.7 The Game. Raiders Monday. We're thrilled. What a big win last night as the Silver and Black take out Denver on Sunday Night Football 30-20. Late night at the Coliseum, and we get a chance to talk to the quarterback first every Monday. It's the Derek Carr Show on 95.7 The Game. And Derek, first off, congratulations on the win. Epic night last night. And a lot of people thought that was the biggest stage you've ever played on. Sunday Night Football, sold out house. How did that victory feel personally to you?
Well, it felt great, you know, because it puts us in a spot that we will always want to be in, and it was a big game for us, just because of standings wise and those kind of things. So it did some good for us, but it just means we have a lot more work to do. You know, we got to keep it now, and so that's really all it is to us. But don't get me wrong, I was very excited after that game and that win. I was happy for our organization.
You had the best view in the house of that offensive line and the battle in the trenches. What was it like? Tell us something that maybe we don't know in regards to how physical that was right in front of you and how proud you are of the offensive line and the backs and everyone who blocked up front.
You know, I'll say this. You know, these NFL games are crazy physical as it is. The littlest pushes, the littlest falls, those sometimes hurt the most, but, what was going on up front, last night with that offensive line and how physical of a game it was back and forth on both sides. I've never seen anything like it. I really haven't. It was great to be a part of. It was great to be on the good side of it. But to see the physicality and the aggression, that our O-line displayed last night, there's not many people in this world, obviously, that could sit in there and take a pounding like that.
Derek, did it play out the way film study works? We know how hard you work, and coming off the emotional win in Tampa and, playing relatively five quarters and coming back and have to plan for an opponent like this, when you looked at the film and Von Miller and the help that he would need on the edge, did everything work out as planned? Tip your cap to the coaches and how they game planned against Denver's defense and especially their pass rush.
Yeah, we had a great plan going in. We saw some things on film that we liked, especially in the run game, and in the pass game when you play those guys, it really comes down to you got to run the ball, and when the pass plays get called, you got to hit your shots efficiently, and we were able to do that, and that's why we were able to move the ball and come out with the win. It's not a game usually where you're going to throw for 300. It's not one of those games, let alone 250. Against those guys. I think that we executed the game plan that our coaches had for us, was running the ball, and when the pass plays were called, hit them efficiently and move the chains.
Yeah, I thought what was interesting is Denver comes into the game and they leave the game number one overall in passing yard defense at 183. That's pretty much, with 184, the number they hold you at. You said it last night. You're not a numbers guy. You care about wins more than stats. But going up against Wade Phillips in that defense, they're pretty good. They held you to the number that they averaged throughout the year to be number one overall in the league.
Yeah, absolutely. And, sometimes that gets a little skewed, too, with the big pass plays where we got the holding penalties. If they don't hold them, those are, three touchdowns right there that, our receivers have, and the yards are a little different. So when you look at it, those big plays that we had down in the end zone where they're holding our guys, you take those, and those are explosive pass games because you're getting the ball all the way down the field on the 1 yard line. So, and you can't blame them, because if they don't hold on to them, those are touchdowns. And the score is a little different. So, you just continue to play, and you don't. That's why I say, I don't worry about the stats, because sometimes it's a little misleading.
Derek Carr joins us, the Derek Carr Show on 95.7 The Game. Let's spend a minute talking about Andre Holmes and the catches he had last night were so big at important times. And everybody expects Cooper and Crabtree to get the most targets and they're elite wide receivers. But when Seth Roberts gets the walk off in Tampa and then Andre Holmes makes plays like this for you, what type of practice player is he? What does he bring to every game, even though in some games he doesn't get the targets as some of the other guys?
Oh, Andre is one of, you ask anybody in our locker room, he's one of, the team's favorite, person. He just goes out there, he continues to work hard, he continues to grind. He was my guy, my rookie year. So we've had a lot of time on tasks together. And, it was great to see him go out and make some big plays on a big night, for him. So, I trust him, you know, with everything. Obviously, you know, down in the end zone, throwing that ball to him where we, you know, almost got another one. I think that, you know, when Andre can go out there and, you know, be our, you know, fourth guy that comes in and still make plays like that, it puts a lot of stress on defenses.
Derek Carr joins us. You know, sometimes I don't think we spend enough time talking about field position. And Jalen has sparked a return game, giving you and the offense great starting position, not to mention Marquette King's punting. Talk about how important that was last night in the field position battle.
Oh, it's huge. You know, I always say we have a weapon, you know, in our punter. You know, I've always said that. And, you know, when it comes to Jalen, that guy can – you know, we've seen it. You know, he can be a home run at any moment, you know, from his first carry of his career till, you know, whenever. And, you know, that's why I think he's such an explosive player for us. And, you know, anytime you can get explosive games in the return game, you know, and you're jogging out there as an, you know, as an offense, you know, out towards the 50, you know, those are always good feelings.
It's great to see all the headlines today, Derek, about the domination up front on the offense and defensive line. That was an absolute dominant performance, something I think, and we've talked about all year, we've been waiting for, beginning, taking the lead, having the lead at the half, putting the game away, playing well on both sides of the ball. Was that the most complete game of the year?
You know, I think it might have been. You know, obviously, you know, we'll see what the, you know, coaches have to say when we turn the film on and those kind of things. But I was just so happy, you know, to see that, you know, our O-line and D-line do what they did, you know, because that's how you win championships. You know, you can have – you can have a, you know, good skill players, quarterback, you know, secondary, linebackers, all those things, but up front is where you win championships. And so, you know, we all know that. You know, we all know that, you know, that's where it's won. And, you know, I'm just happy to have the guys that we have because it gives us an opportunity to do things like that.
Last week you shared with us about the conditioning. We talked about how hot it was in Tampa and playing that entire overtime and how the advantage went to you and your teammates because of physical conditioning. Did you feel that last night also with the domination up front, that the conditioning, the strength, the agility of this team is really separating you from other squads?
Yeah, you know, I think Denver is another team that, you know, I know a little bit about their strength staff and their program, and they're another team that does it like us, you know, so they, you know, they were in shape and things like that. I think the thing that I was most impressed with was, you know, just the physicality our guys could play with, you know, the endurance, you know, like you're saying, you know, the endurance they could do it, you know, and sustain that high level of, you know, run game and pass protection, you know, against that defense, man, you know, to do what they did last night is no small feat, you know, and, you know, we'll be looking forward to it next time.
You know, on the opening of Sunday Night Football with Carrie Underwood singing, whenever they show Mac, my sons who are 15 and 13 point and say, Dad, there he is, there he is. He's part of the opening of Sunday Night Football, and he shows up on a big stage going against Von Miller with two sacks. Talk about Khalil last night.
Oh, Khalil. You know, that's why they picked him first. You know, he's the man. You know, he's the guy that, you know, we're going to build around. You know, he's the guy that, gets everybody fired up and going, and he's the man. You know, he's one of the best players in this league, and he's going to be a Hall of Famer someday. You know, I'm going to continue to say that until we're both done playing, because I see him work and I see the things that he does, and he's a phenomenal athlete.
We're wrapping it up with Derek Carr. Personally, for you, being healthy, is this bye week a good thing, or with all this momentum, you'd like to be playing again? Because it's good to get some time off because a lot of your teammates are banged up and the bye week comes later in the season. How do you feel about it?
Oh, I'm so happy the bye week's here. You know, it's always good to get rest. You know, you can never recover and rest enough. We work so hard in practice and we work so hard in the weight room and conditioning and things like that to where it's not going to be a problem, you know. There won't be a problem with, momentum or things like that. You know, we're going to go out and grind. We're going to be out there and be physical in practice. We'll be ready to rock, you know, for Houston. But, we definitely like having the bye week, you know, a little bit later, you know, because you play a lot of games and it comes at a perfect time. You know, you need a little rest, get your body back right to hit this last stretch of the season.
Lastly, on a perfect night, how did it feel? Great weather, under the lights, national stage. Touch on the fans and how you feed it off the fans last night, especially in the fourth quarter when you put that game away.
Oh, my goodness. I think that was one, you know, the loudest I've ever heard it. You know, the fans were amazing. You know, they were fired up. you know, since 8 a.m. You know, everyone around the stadium said, man, everyone was getting there as early as they could. And, you know, our fans are the most loyal, faithful, committed fans in all of sports. You know, and that's what I love about them. You know, they, you know, as soon as you're a Raider for life. And, you know, they embrace you as family. And you could tell last night, they were just enjoying watching their family play.
When you threw that ball towards the second deck, how did that feel? Did you get everything on it after the game?
No, I was trying to hit a spot, and you know, I've never thrown one up there before, and I only missed it by a couple rows, but next time I'll just chuck it up there farther.
Hey, congratulations. We're really excited to talk to you every Monday, and good luck getting some rest, some time off with your family, and we'll get ready for Mexico City. Thanks, Derek.
Thank you so much.